Everybody, I hope you have a great time in spite of all problems are happening around the world, and you are healthy and relaxed, and you are doing well. I'm going to describe an accident I have seen. Happily, I should admit that I have never seen a serious accident during my life, and its reason is that I never stop when I see an accident, because I think if I stop there, I myself will be a problem at that time, and the best help is leaving the place of accident and let the people who can help go there and do their work. And therefore, I leave the place very soon. And the other reason is that I think stopping in somewhere that there is some problem that I can't help just can ruin my mood. Therefore, I don't stop there. Therefore, happily, I haven't seen such accidents, but I myself, I had some fender benders during my life, and none of them are very serious, and I'm going to describe one of them to you. Maybe about 5 years ago, when I was on the way back home, and I was so exhausted from the work, the daily work, and it was winter and it was very cold, and I was driving to home, and I turned out the heater in the car. After a while, the car became warm, and I felt sleepy, but I continued, and I drove, and I was thinking I should get home very soon, and therefore I should continue. I shouldn't notice to this my feelings. And I continued, but when I was very near to home, maybe about 2 minutes or 3 minutes I had to get home, suddenly I fell asleep. I fell asleep. In this short time, I was thinking I should pull over the car and sleep. But in this time that I was thinking, I fell asleep, and suddenly, I nailed another car, and I woke up and I slammed on the brakes. But unfortunately, I hit the car. Both of us came out of the cars. Me and the driver of the other car that was another was a woman. Both of us came out to swap information. At first I said, "Sorry, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep. I'm guilty. This is my fault." And when that woman saw that I'm very sorry from that problem, said nothing, just said I should go and find out how much money you should pay for the compensation of my car. And I said, "Okay, I will give you my driving license. Please go and find out the compensation, and I will pay you." And I should say, she went and called me, and at that time maybe about 500,000 I paid to her. And the most important thing, thing is that I took a lesson from that accident, that I never should drive when I feel sleepy. And now when I feel sleepy, if I'm on the highway and Everywhere that I am, I pull over the car and turn on the flashers and try to sleep, even for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or every time. And this is the clue. At that time, I was very lucky that the compensation that I paid was just for financial problems or financial accidents. But sometimes this lesson can be very expensive to me because at that time maybe. At that time, maybe it happened to a people, some people or a person that was passing the road, and therefore I'm very thankful from God for this lesson that I just pay for that. I just paid 500,000 for it, and thank you for your listening. And I hope you have a good week in future. Thank you and good night.